Welcome in. In this lesson, we're making one of the most classic drum and bass combos, tight, modern program drums blended with a real break. Because program drums give you consistency and punch, and breaks give you that human grit, shuffle, ghost notes, and lived-in texture. The goal is to make them feel like one drum kit, not two drum kits stacked on top of each other. We're staying beginner-friendly. We're using Ableton stock devices, and by the end you'll have a rolling 16-bar drum section at 174 BPM with an intro, a drop, a variation, and a quick fill. All right, let's set the session up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 178 is normal for DNB, but 174 is a great home base. Now create three MIDI tracks and one audio track. Name the first MIDI track drums, program and rack. Name the audio track break. Loop, then an optional MIDI track called Hats, programmed, and let's also make a return track called Drum Reverb. Put hybrid reverb on it, or just reverb if that's what you've got. Go for a short room vibe, decay around half a second, maybe up to 0.9 seconds, and add a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut the reverb around 7 to 10k so it doesn't get fizzy. Keep the return 100% wet, of course. Quick coaching note, in DNB, you usually keep the kick basically dry. The snare gets a touch of space, and sometimes the break tails get a tiny bit too, just to sell the illusion that everything lives in the same room. Now we build the spine first. Kick and snare. Go to drums. Programmed. Drop in a drum rack, and load a kick on C1 and a snare on D1. Program a simple two-step pattern. 1 bar, 4/4. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton Grid language, that's kick at 1.1.1 and 1.3.1, snare at 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. For velocities, give yourself a strong starting point. Kick around 105 to 120. Snare around 110 up to full 127, if it needs to be confident. And here's what I want you to notice. At this stage it should sound almost too perfect. That's not a problem. That's actually the point. We're going to use the break to bring in the chaos and the humanity. If you want a tiny bit of life right now, you can nudge the second kick a few milliseconds late, like 5 to 12 ms. But honestly, I'd rather you keep it straight and use groove extraction in a minute. That way you can control the feel in one place. Next, choose a break and warp it correctly. Drag a break loop into break. Loop. It can be Amen style, think, any crunchy jungle break, whatever you like. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. And set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Lower numbers sound tighter and more chopped. Higher numbers smear more. For DNB breaks, tight usually wins. Now do the most important part of warping. Make sure the first downbeat transient is truly on the grid. Right-click at the first real transient that represents the start of the bar and choose warp from here, straight. Then confirm the loop brace is the correct musical length. If it's a two-bar break, make sure it loops perfectly over two bars. If it's one bar, make it one bar. Here's a quick check that saves you tons of pain. Solo the break and turn on the metronome. If the break drifts against the click, don't reach for processing. Fix the clip start and the loop length first. 90% of my drums feel wrong is just that. Now we do rule number 1 for layering breaks in modern DNB. High pass the break so it doesn't fight your kick. Put EQ 8 on the break track. Turn on a high pass filter somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Start at 150. Use a steep slope, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. What we're doing here is giving ownership. Your programmed kick owns the sub and low punch. The break owns the character, the movement, and the crunchy mid and top details. If you high pass and the break suddenly feels too thin, don't panic. Lower the cutoff a bit, maybe 110 to 130, but keep the real sub clean. Optional cleanup moves. If the break is boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4K, or sometimes 3 to 6K if the cymbals start hissing at you. Now let's make these layers actually groove together, instead of just playing at the same time. We're going to use Groove Pool like a pro. In the break clip, find the groove chooser. You can try a swing 16 groove, but the real magic is extracting groove from the break itself. So right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the Groove Pool. You'll see the groove you just extracted. Now apply that groove to your programmed kick and snare MIDI clip, and also to your hats clip if you've got one. Starting settings, timing around 30 to 60%, velocity at 0 to 20%. Random at 0 to 10%. Listen for what's changing. The goal is not to make it sloppy. The goal is to make it feel like the program drums are being played by the break, like they share the same drummer's pocket. If you like it, you can hit commit to print the timing into the MIDI. Committing is optional, but it can be easier for beginners because then you're not chasing groove settings later. Now a super practical coach moment. Do a snare alignment audit. Solo only the programmed snare and the break. Loop 1 bar. Focus on the transient, not the tone. If the snare sounds like TSH DSH instead of a single TCH, you've got a flam. That means the break snare transient is slightly late or early compared to your programmed snare. Fast fix. In the break clip, adjust the start position by a tiny amount. We're talking a few milliseconds, even a few samples sometimes. You're just sliding it until the crack reinforces instead of doubling. Next, we'll do a trick that makes the break easier to blend, splitting transients versus tails. On the break track, add drum bus first. This is just to get it in the right direction. Try drive around 3 to 10. Crunch at 0 to 20% depending on taste. Keep boom off, usually, because your kick is already handling that low-end energy. If you want more snap, push transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30. Now for the split. Add an Audino effect rack and make two chains. One chain is break transients. The other is break tails or break room. On the transients chain, put a Q8 and high pass around 180 Hz. Then a drum bus with transients boosted, maybe plus 20, and light drive. If the break is too washy, add a gate. Set it so the hits open the gate, but the room closes quickly. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds is a good starting zone. On the tails chain, a Q8 with a higher high pass, like 200 to 300 Hz, and optionally a gentle low pass around 10 to 12k to keep the fizz down. Then add saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then a compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 ms, release 80 to 200 ms, aiming for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Now blend the chain volumes. Teacher tip, use gain staging like a cheat code here. Start with the break really quiet, almost like you can barely tell it's on. Then bring it up 1 to 2 dB at a time. If you start too loud, you'll over-EQ it, over-compress it, and you'll end up with harsh, brittle drums that still don't glue. Also, a stability tip. Breaks can have stereo room baked in. If your center feels wobbly, put utility on the break and keep it narrower, like width 80 to 100%. Let your width live mostly in hats and tops, not in the low mids where punch needs to be solid. Now we glue everything together on a drum bus. Select your program drums track and your break track, and hats too if you want, then group them. Name the group drum bus. On that group, add EQ8 first. Put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove rumble. If it's muddy, do a tiny dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not about squashing, it's about making them behave like one unit. Now add saturator after that. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This is your louder without louder move. If it starts to feel aggressive, back off the drive and match output so you're not being fooled by volume. Optional safety. A limiter at the end, only shaving 1 to 2 dB max. And here's what you're listening for. The snare feels centered and consistent, and the break feels inside the groove, not floating on top of it. Now let's add hats in a smart way. If your break already has busy hats, keep programmed hats minimal. Pick one main top layer. Too many layers up top just becomes white noise. On hats, program 16th closed hats, but vary velocity. A simple repeating pattern could be 80, 55, 75, 50. That gives motion without changing the rhythm. Add a light open hat on the end of beat 4 leading into the next bar. That little lift is a D&B classic. Process the hats with a Q8 high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. You can add auto filter with a super subtle LFO if you want movement. And if you want width, use utility, but be careful. Don't widen your kick and snare energy. Keep the center stable. Now we arrange it so it feels like a real DNB section. Not just a loop. We're going to build 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, intro. Use the break but filter it down. Put a low pass around 6 to 8k so it's like it's behind a wall. You can even keep the full kick out for now, and let it be mostly tops and texture. Bars 5 to 12, drop. Full programmed kick and snare. Break full band but still high passed, hats in. If you want extra forward motion, add a ride accent every two bars. Bars 13 to 16, variation and fill. Create tension by removing the kick for half a bar somewhere. That negative space makes the drop feel bigger when it comes back. Then at bar 16, Do a quick break slice fill. Here's a beginner-friendly fill trick. Duplicate the break to a new audio track, then right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. Now you can play little stutters, quick edits, maybe a tiny reverse, just for one bar. Keep it short. In DNB, the best fills are often blink and you miss it. Before we wrap, let's hit a few common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Mistake 1. Letting the break keep its low end. That's how you get a weak kick and muddy mix. High pass the break. Mistake 2. Timing mismatch. Aka Flan City. If the snare transients don't line up, it sounds messy. Do the snare alignment audit and either adjust the clip start or use groove extraction properly. Mistake 3. Overprocessing the break until it turns brittle. Breaks already have noise. If you add tons of top EQ and saturation, you'll get harsh cymbals fast. If it's edgy, try a small dip around 3 to 6K rather than boosting highs. Mistake 4. Too many hat layers. Choose who's the main top groove, the break or your programmed hats. Mistake 5. No bus glue. If you don't process them together at least a little, they won't feel like one kit. Now a final coaching idea that makes everything easier. Pick rolls before you mix. Decide what the break is doing in your track. Is it just ghost notes and texture underneath? Is it providing the main snare attitude? Or is it the full top-end groove? Make that decision early. It prevents the two kits stacked feeling more than any compressor does. Mini practice assignment, quick and focused. Build a one-bar two-step kick and snare. Add a two-bar break and warp it tight. High-pass the break at around 150 Hz. Extract groove from the break and apply it to your MIDI at 50% timing. Group everything and add glue compressor. 2 to 1. Auto-release. 1 to 3 dB reduction. Then saturator at about 2 dB with soft clip. Arrange 8 bars, first 4 filtered break only, next 4 full drums. Then export a drum-only bounce and listen on headphones. Check 3 things. The kick is clean in the low end, the snare sounds like one hit with no flam, and the break feels glued into the groove instead of pasted on top. This audio version is shortened for playback.